I'm recording Tehillim Mem Zayin 47. Lamanatzeach, this is a strong prayer. Levnei Korach, to the sons of Korach, who again I would say it's a question of who these people were, but most agree it was the people in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. They stood on the Duchen, they said certain songs, and this was a prayer that was said. Kol ha'amim, all the nations. Now this is what Chazal tells us. This is talking about in the time of Mashiach, when everybody recognizes the power of Hashem, that Hashem is God. Kol ha'amim, all the nations. Tiku chof, clap your hands together, or connect your hands. The word tiku means to put. Put hands, hariu, sing the Elohim, the kol rina. Sing to Hashem with the sound of happiness and song. Why are you going to sing? Ki Hashem Elyon, Hashem is high. Nora, he is awesome. Melech Gadol, al kol haaretz. He is the great king over all the nations of all the land. Yadber Amim Tachtenu. He will lead the nations under us. In other words, we will have the control over all the nations. But the Targum explains this as Yadver, as to kill. Because in the time of Mashiach, the Mashiach will not need any weaponry. He will just say, and that will cause a dever. That is the same letters, Dalet, Beis, Resh, which is dever, which is dibur, which is speech. And in truth, a dibur can cause a dever. Sometimes the wrong word can be very insulting or can cause a lot of problems. But the Targum explains is Yadbir Amim Tachtenu. He will kill the nations instead of us. Ulu'umim Tachas Raglenu, and the nations under our feet. Yivchar Lanu Es Nachlasenu. Why? Because he will choose our inheritance, which is the Beis Hamikdash, as Gaon Yaakov, the power of Yaakov, Asher Ohev, that he loves Selah forever. Allah Elokim Visruah. Hashem is elevated with the sounds of the Truah. Hashem recalls Shofar. Hashem with the sound of the Shofar. Now why do we call this a Shofar? Now Chazal tell us, the shofar means beautiful. It makes the sound, it makes our actions look beautiful. Even though they're not so great, Hashem, we blow the shofar once a year, and that creates a situation where Hashem is satisfied with us. But if you'll note, the shofar has a small side and a large side. If you blow in the large side, you are not Yotze, you have not done the mitzvah. Now, how is the sound made in the shofar? You put your lips together and you hold it on the small side. And you blow in a very light, closed-lipped sound. And it's really very small. Just a little sound. It goes through the shofar, and it's amplified. This little sound is a tremendous sound. Similarly, a person has very little mitzvahs. The klal has very little to rely on. But with the sound of the shofar, going in small, coming out large and amplified, that's what Hashem wants to hear. And our mitzvahs and our actions should be amplified. Zamru Elokim. Sing in front of Hashem. Zamero, sing. Zanmu lemalkenu, sing in front of our king. Zamero, sing. Ki melech kol ha'aretz, for he is the king of all the land. Elokim zamru maskil. Sing with good intelligence. Malach Elokim al-Goyim. Hashem rules over the nations. Elokim Yoshav al-Kisei Kacho. Hashem sits on his holy throne. Nedivei Amim, the great people of the nations, Nesofu, they gather. Am Elokei Avraham, the nation of the God of Avraham. Ki Lelohim Mogine Eretz, because to Hashem the protectors of the lands are devoted. Ma'od Nale, they are extremely elevated. And we should see in the forthcoming time this prophecy come true with the coming of Melech Moshiach.